Welcome back, listeners. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Awesome. So, today we're going to be talking about Black and Blue Widow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this book, it's fantasy, obviously,
Right.
but it takes like Roman history and mythology and kind of puts it on another planet.
Oh, wow.
I really like that blend of the familiar
Yeah.
and then also the totally alien.
I can
Like
imagine.
they have, for instance, Romulus and Remus,
Okay.
but they're sons.
Their sons.
Yeah, they're sons. And Remus is
Wow.
smaller and darker
Okay.
because he killed Romulus.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that definitely sets the stage
Right.
for a world, like you said, of power dynamics.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the celestial bodies.
Exactly.
And then you've got the magic system too.
Oh, yeah, the Divus.
Divus, yeah, which isn't like
It's not like the
your
typical.
typical fireballs and telekinesis.
Yeah.
It's about manipulating perceptions.
Yeah. How people see you and how they perceive you.
Yes.
And the key to that are these basanite stones.
Oh, right, the Basanite
Or
stones.
so you can change like your face and your appearance.
Yeah, I mean, imagine being able to do that. Just change how you look whenever you want.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's
But
scary.
also fascinating, right?
Absolutely. And that's what makes Luella the main character so interesting.
Yeah.
She's an assassin,
Yeah.
but she's not your like typical assassin.
Right.
Her weapon of choice is poison.
Okay.
And not just any poison, but one that mimics natural causes.
Oh, wow.
Like there's this scene where a really powerful, abusive man
Okay.
dies of exertion.
Exertion. It's a good
Yeah.
way to put it. So
Yeah.
it seems like she's going after these men who abuse their power.
Yes.
Is it just revenge?
Well, you know, I think her methods are pretty chilling,
Yeah.
but I think there's a depth to her character that makes her more than just a vengeful killer.
Okay, yeah.
It's clear that she's been really deeply affected by the things that these men have done, and there are hints of some past trauma
Right.
that's fueling this mission of hers.
Yeah, and you don't know all the details yet, right?
Right, exactly.
So that makes you want to keep reading to find out like what happened, what
Totally.
is really motivating her.
Yeah. And then you have Rose, who seems like she's from a totally different story at first.
Oh, okay.
She's a young woman
Okay.
facing an arranged marriage, and
Great.
she's doing it to avoid being sold to the Sabines.
Sold to the Sabines.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Well, let's just say they're not very nice.
Okay.
They represent the very brutal side
Right.
of this patriarchal society
Right.
where women are treated like property.
So she's trying to find a husband.
Yeah, anybody basically to escape that fate.
So it's really like you have Lorella, this dangerous, skilled assassin,
Right.
and Rose just trying to survive.
And their paths intertwine in a way that you just don't see coming.
Okay.
Makes you question their connection. Yeah.
And the choices that they make.
Okay, so two women, totally different.
Seemingly.
Seemingly different, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you also have Cassius.
Yes.
He's the Dominus, right?
Right. The Dominus. He's powerful. He's influential. And he throws a wrench into everything by choosing Luella.
What?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Cassius is a really interesting character.
Okay.
He seems different from the other men in power.
Okay.
More compassionate, maybe.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you never really know with him, do you?
Right. You get that sense. Like, is he
No.
genuine
Right.
or is he just manipulating everybody?
Exactly.
Keeps you guessing.
Yeah. And then his choice of Luella,
Yeah.
that just adds another layer to the whole thing because it's not just a political marriage.
Right.
There are hints of real attraction there.
Interesting.
Yeah, a spark between them.
Okay, so, but Luella, she's built up all these walls.
Can she really let her guard down?
That's the big question.
Yeah.
Can she trust him?
Especially in that world, in that society.
Exactly. And with his position,
Yeah.
it's a question that really hangs over the entire story.
Okay.
Can she let go of her need for revenge
Right.
and embrace this connection with Cassius?
Now, what about the love triangle?
Oh, right. Yes.
Roses Cobb between two brothers, right?
Yes.
Is it Cassius and Augustus?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Augustus.
So they're both.
Well, he adds a whole other dimension of intrigue. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Rose is caught in this world where power and desire are totally intertwined.
Yeah, it sounds really complicated.
It is. And it's fascinating to see how she navigates it.
So we've got these really complex
We
characters
do.
and this really morally gray world. And then there's also this threat
Oh, yes.
of the Sabine's like in the background.
Right, looming.
It's like something bad's going to happen. You don't know when.
Yeah, it creates this tension.
Yeah.
The Sabines aren't just like a plot device.
Okay.
They represent like the darkest parts
okay.
of this patriarchal society.
Right, right. Their presence, it just reminds you.
Yeah.
Like, what are the stakes?
Exactly.
What could happen to these women?
Yeah, it makes you think about how far people will go to survive and protect themselves.
Like Rose, she could end up sold to the Sabines.
And it's not even just physical survival, right? The book really digs into the emotional and psychological toll of living under that kind of oppression.
Yeah, like every decision is like life or death.
Right. Every relationship is influenced by these power dynamics.
You mentioned before that the book like doesn't shy away from like the brutality
it does not.
Of this world.
Yeah.
Were there any scenes that stand out to you?
There's one scene that's particularly chilling.
Okay.
It involves a ritual sacrifice that's connected to the emperor's worship of Bacchus.
Okay.
It really shows you like the depths of depravity within the ruling class.
So he's not just like a figurehead.
No.
He's like participating.
He is very much a part of it.
In this really messed up system.
He embodies it.
Yeah.
And his actions have a huge impact on Luella.
Okay.
She sees firsthand the consequences of unchecked power.
Wow.
And it just strengthens her resolve to take him down.
Now, I have to ask about the title.
Yeah.
Black and Blue Widow.
What about it?
It's such a strong image.
It is.
What do you think it means?
Well, I mean, on one level, it refers to like the physical signs of abuse.
Okay.
The bruises that women like Luella carry.
Okay.
But it also speaks to her duality, the Black Widow.
Yeah.
The deadly assassin.
Yeah. And then the blue.
Yeah.
Maybe a hint of hope.
Okay.
The possibility of healing transformation.
And then there's also the word widow.
Oh, right.
Which makes me think of like loss, but also independence.
Yeah.
Maybe even breaking free.
Yeah, exactly.
From this patriarchal society.
That's what makes it so thought-provoking.
Yeah.
It's not just a simple adventure story, right?
Right.
It's a commentary on power survival.
Yeah.
And the complexities of justice.
You mentioned earlier that there are like goddesses at play in this world.
Very much so.
And it's not just like a passing reference, right?
No, not at all. I have a real presence.
Influence things.
You see their symbols, you hear their stories, you feel their presence through the magic system itself.
So it's like they're kind of shaping the story from the sidelines.
Exactly.
Now, what about the Furies?
Oh, the Furies.
You mentioned them before. Yeah. The goddesses of vengeance.
Yeah, they seem like they'd be connecting to Luella.
Especially with her mission, right?
Right.
And it's through a rather unexpected symbol, actually.
Okay. What is it?
A dove.
A dove. That seems kind of weird for, like, goddesses of vengeance.
Right.
You think of doves, you think of peace.
Exactly.
Innocence.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so interesting, I think. It's like the author is taking those expectations and flipping them on their head.
Okay.
Showing that even symbols of peace can have a darker side.
Yeah.
It made me wonder if, like, peace and vengeance aren't as different as we think they are.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
So how does this dove
connect
Luella to the Furies?
Well, it appears at a really important moment for her when she's really struggling, questioning everything.
Okay.
And the dove becomes this symbol of her internal conflict. You know, her need to reconcile her desire for justice with the possible consequences of her actions.
Yeah, because she's like killing people.
Right, exactly.
To get justice.
And I think it's through the dove.
Yeah.
That she starts to see the Furies.
Okay.
Not just as these vengeful goddesses.
Okay.
But as protectors of the innocent.
Okay.
The people who have been wronged.
So it's like a more nuanced view of revenge.
It's not just about punishment.
Okay.
It's about righting a wrong.
Yeah, it kind of makes you think, like, what is justice?
Exactly.
In a world like that, you know?
Right, because Luella's methods are extreme.
Yeah.
But her targets are these men who abuse their power.
Yeah.
So it really makes you think, where's the line?
Yeah.
Who gets to decide what's right and wrong?
You mentioned that there were other goddesses, too.
There are.
What about Janus?
Oh, yes.
I remember there was like a temple to Janus.
Yes. Janus is the god of beginnings, transitions, and duality.
Okay.
They have two faces,
right,
representing those two sides of every story.
Yeah.
The light and shadow within each of us.
Oh, okay.
I think Janus represents, for Luella,
okay,
the choices that she has to make, the different masks that she wears.
Yeah, like literally.
Literally with the basinite stones.
Yeah, yeah.
And also figuratively.
Yeah, yeah. How she presents herself to the world.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like straddling two worlds, right?
Place.
Like the world she was born into.
Yeah.
And the world that she's trying to create.
And that duality must be so hard. And I think that's why Janus is so important in the story.
Yeah.
Because it's a reminder that Luella isn't defined by one choice.
Okay.
One action.
Yeah.
She's capable of great darkness.
Yeah.
But also great light.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's her choices that determine which path she takes.
This has been such a cool deep dive.
I know. It's a great book.
I know.
Makes you think.
You've made me really want to read this book.
I'm glad to hear it.
What would I do in Luella's shoes?
Right.
That's the question I'm left with.
It makes you think about how far you would go.
Yeah.
To fight for justice.
Yeah.
To protect the innocent.
Even if it meant, like, you know,
right,
becoming a totally different person.
Maybe even losing yourself a little bit in the process.
This has been amazing.
It's been fun.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
For taking us through this world.
My pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a book.
Yeah.
That'll make you think.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you on the edge of your seat.
Absolutely.
Check out Black and Blue Widow.
Yeah. You won't regret it.
I think I'm going to go pick up a copy right now.
Do it.
Thanks for listening.